Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. More aid trucks have entered the Gaza Strip from Egypt. The latest aid arrived amid ongoing warnings that the supplies are nowhere near enough to support civilians suffering under Israel's continuing airstrikes and blockade. Paul Adams reports.
Tonight, another 8 aid trucks crossed into the Gaza Strip from Egypt, a tiny proportion of what the UN says is needed. Asked in Washington about this sluggish relief effort, the US President Joe Biden said simply, "Not fast enough." The UN says it's going to run out of fuel in the next 24 hours, jeopardizing its entire humanitarian effort in Gaza. But Israel says Hamas is hoarding fuel for itself. It's published a satellite image of storage tanks, which it says contain 500,000 litres of fuel. In a challenge to the UN, it says, "Ask Hamas if you can have some."
Israel has responded with fury to comments made by the UN Secretary General at the Security Council about its war on Hamas. Antonio Guterres has said the Hamas attacks in southern Israel had not happened in a vacuum and that Palestinians had endured what he called 56 years of suffocating occupation. Israel's Foreign Minister Eli Cohen described the comments as shocking. Leo Hayet, the spokesperson for the Israeli Foreign Ministry, called on the Secretary General to resign.
I think that the words of the Secretary General were outrageous. Talking for 1 minute in empty words about the atrocities that Hamas terrorists did on October 7th, and then going on and on giving justifications for terrorism. This is a moral bankruptcy. It's just unacceptable.
The US Department of Defense says that more than 20 of its military personnel sustained injuries over the last week in attacks on American bases in Iraq and Syria amid the increased tension in the Middle East. A Pentagon spokesman, Patrick Ryder, said US forces had come under fire 12 times from drones and rockets. He blamed what he called Iranian proxy forces and warned of the potential escalation of hostilities. U.S. Republican Congressman Tom Emmer has dropped out of the race to become Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives just hours after being nominated. David Willis reports.
In the latest round of secret balloting, the House Majority Whip Tom Emmer emerged as the new favourite, but abruptly withdrew from the race when it became clear that he too was unable to secure sufficient support from party members to win a vote on the floor of the House. Mr. Emmer's support for same-sex marriage and military aid to Ukraine had alienated him from some of his more conservative colleagues, and he earned the displeasure of Donald Trump after voting to certify Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 presidential election.
World news from the BBC. Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has been accused of misleading the public about the risks of using social media and contributing to a mental health crisis among young people. A coalition of dozens of US states say the company used addictive features on Facebook and Instagram to keep younger users logged in for longer and repeatedly coming back. A federal judge in Canada has approved the country's largest ever compensation of Indigenous families who suffered racial discrimination at the hands of the child welfare system. More than 300,000 children and their families will receive a settlement of nearly $17 billion US dollars, with an extra $15 billion pledged to reforming the system itself. It follows a human rights tribunal ruling in 2019 that found the Canadian government has systematically underfunded services provided to First Nations children compared to those for non-Indigenous children. Weather officials in Bangladesh say a cyclone has started making landfall in the south. They say Cyclone Hamoon, with a wind speed of about 54 kilometres an hour, is crossing near the Chittagong-Gram coastal region. An off-duty pilot accused of trying to crash an Alaska Airlines passenger plane has pleaded not guilty to 80 charges of attempted murder. Joseph Emerson appeared in court in the US city of Portland. Peter Bowes reports.
Joseph Emerson, a pilot with Alaska Airlines, had been travelling on the Horizon Air flight from Everett in the state of Washington when he allegedly tried to disable the plane's engines. He'd been sitting in the jump seat in the cockpit just behind the captain and first officer. After a brief struggle, he was subdued and handcuffed to a seat in the back of the plane. According to court documents, he later told police he'd been dealing with mental health issues and that, for the first time, he'd taken psychedelic mushrooms. He said he hadn't slept for 40 hours.
BBC News.